American Authors and Blind for Love. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Brian and Tricia. We have another guest in the studio, Selena Hudson, here to talk about Juneteenth celebrations and one that is happening in Vine Grove coming up this Saturday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about this event. It's actually happening ahead of time, but that's okay because you're making it so that a lot of people can come to this on Saturday.
Absolutely. First, I'd like to say thank you, Brian and Tricia, for having me on the best morning show in Kentucky.
Well, thanks for joining us. It's our honor to have you.
This Juneteenth event will be the first in the history of the city of Vine Grove, and we are so excited about it. We're trying to make it the best ever Juneteenth event. Yeah. And we think that we have a good lineup. We have a community mass choir that consists of members from many churches throughout Hardin County. It's all about unity. The focus, the theme of this Juneteenth event is bringing the community together, everyone celebrating together. And so we've got all the mass choir singing.
So let's talk about that for a second. Okay. How many people are we talking about in this mass choir?
Well, I don't want to say an exact number, but probably about 40.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
And for different churches, that's a big undertaking to get all the choirs together and to sing the same song and, you know, practice. That's a big deal.
Yes. It was a Lair Morris idea, but Dwayne Nunnally is the one that brought everyone together. He knows everybody. So thankful to have him on the committee.
All right. So what else is going on?
We also have a rapper that's coming in out of Louisville. He's going to rap, and we have interpretive dance. We have a healthcare panel, an education panel, and a financial panel.
Okay.
Our healthcare panel will be talking about healthcare and mental healthcare. That will be led by Dr. Sakina Bunch, and she has an amazing panel lined up for us for that. And then our education panel will be moderated by Jacinta Pleasant, who is the vice principal at Bluegrass Middle School.
Okay.
And she has an amazing lineup. And I believe that she has a surprise for the audience. One of her former students that is now a teacher coming back to our area to be on her panel. And then a financial panel. And I'll be moderating that panel. And that is an amazing lineup as well. We'll be talking about generational wealth. We have games, food trucks, 35-plus vendors, gamers will be there, ECTC Workforce Solutions will have their truck out there.
A lot of stuff going to be out here.
And then, of course, Vine Grove is supplying Optimus Park for us. So we have the splash pad and the new playground. It's going to be an amazing day with a lot of people and a lot of fun.
And this starts at 4:30 on Saturday.
It starts at 4:30. We even have an actress coming out to talk to us about what Juneteenth means to her.
Oh, wow.
And she's a child actress.
Okay.
So, yes, wow. She's been in movies.
Nice. So this is a surprise.
No, yeah. Her name is Johnny Shander.
Okay.
And she's very popular in this area, but
she's been on the show before.
She's been on the show? Oh, wow.
I follow her career. She's quite the active actress. She's got a ton of stuff going on. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm so thankful that she was able to rearrange her schedule and appear at this event because we really wanted her. I've heard her speak about Juneteenth before, and I was so impressed. I said, would you come and speak to the audience? She said, absolutely.
Well, that's great.
Yes. So all of this is on June 17th at 4:30, and
You don't have to get there right at 4:30 necessarily. Is there a schedule to it, or can you kind of come and go?
You can kind of come and go. I would like for everyone to show up at 4:25, but
you know that's not going to be possible.
That's not going to be
show
possible
at 4:35.
Exactly.
But whatever time you can come, I'm sure there's going to be something for you.
The structured programming is from 4:30 to about 7:30, 8 o'clock. And then we have a DJ that starts at 7 for line dancing and just to hang out and, you know, enjoy the fun.
Bring your own lawn chair. Okay, bring your lawn chair.
Yes,
that's a good point.
We have chairs out there, but they're not the most comfortable chairs.
And you may not have enough.
Right, you know, right. So, depending on how many people show. So
everything's going to wrap up at 9:30.
Yes.
So from 4:30 until 9:30, this is going to be at Optimus Park in Vine Grove.
Yes.
All right. Selena, thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we are Quixie 98.3.